Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9 coming to you from the beautiful city of Taipei, Taiwan. We're here for the Community Open Camp, learning about open source. And I have a special guest here. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Hey, hi, Seth. I'm Sen Yeo. I'm a PHP developer in Taiwan. And I'm a Laravel evangelist in Taiwan. And I created a Facebook group called Laravel Taiwan in 2013.
So tell us about sort of how you got involved with programming or open source.
Yeah, I started programming in my college life, and I usually use PHP for web development. Yes.
And how do you like PHP?
Yeah, I very like PHP because it's very simple and easy to use.
Let's talk about the user group. Did you say Laravel?
Yeah.
Tell us about that user group.
Yes. Laravel is a PHP MVC framework, and we start promote this PHP framework in 2013, and we create a Facebook group called Laravel Taiwan, and now we have over 4,000 people in our group. Most of the members come from Taiwan, and some come from China, Philippines, Malaysia, some even from India.
My goodness, that's quite a distance. So tell me about your MVC framework, Laravel. What does it do?
Yeah, Laravel is a simple to use PHP framework, and it provides lots of functional. And when we develop, we can speed up our development process and easy to deploy. Yeah.
So let's talk about sort of Microsoft and open source. Tell me about your feelings about how Microsoft has dealt with open source recently.
Yeah, I'm impressed that Microsoft provide lots of open source project in this year. And for example, and I love the VS Code. Yes, and I do a lot of training course in Taiwan, and I always use VS Code, for example, when they develop PHP development. And they can use this editor to do do lots of things. And another example is the bash on Windows. It allowed me to take Linux experience to Windows platform. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the bash on Linux? What are some of the things that you like about it the most?
When we use bash on Windows, we can do a lot. We can use a lot of command that bring from Linux platform to Windows. I think that is it's a great experience for us that used to do something in the Linux.
So let's talk a little bit about PHP, since that's something you're really good at. How do you feel about the Azure support of PHP? Is there pretty good support for a PHP on Azure?
Yes, currently I try to deploy a Laravel framework into Azure. That'd be great. But currently Azure use IIS for PHP web application. Laravel framework provide the web config that also compatibility to IIS. So that's no problem.
I see. So your framework Laravel works perfectly fine on Azure then?
Yeah. Because the PHP is a cross-platform language, so every platform can suitable.
So let's talk a little bit about this event today. Are you speaking at this event?
Yes.
Tell us about your talk.
Yeah, I will talk about the VS Code for PHP developer. And I will focus on the debug point, debug view. Most of PHP developers to debug their application use var dump, print R. That's very
It's very 1985, right?
Yeah. So I will talk about how to combine the VS Code and the Xdebug, and you can do some breakpoint in the VS Code, so you can interactively debug your web application.
Even the PHP code?
Yes.
So this is interesting, because I didn't know that Visual Studio Code could do this. How does someone, like there's a PHP developer watching, say, holy cow, I don't want to use printf or whatever, or I don't want to do some big dump. How do they get started with debugging PHP and Visual Studio Code? Is it a hard thing to set up?
No, it's very easy. you just install an extension, and I have a tool set called Wagon. That's my open source project, mm-hmm. and it's all it's already combined the AMP, the Apache, the MySQL, and the PHP, and the Xdebug. So you just combine the VS Code extension and the Xdebug, so you can connect the Xdebug client and the VS Code. So when you browse your web page, the breakpoint will stop at that point, mm-hmm. so you can debug in the VS Code interactively.
Oh yeah. My goodness. Yeah. Because back in the day, I wrote an ASP3, and I always sort of printed stuff out, and it polluted my page and made things look weird. And so with this extension, you're saying in PHP, you'll be able to stop, look at what's in the variables, and make sure everything's okay.
Yeah. Just like you doing in the VS Visual Studio, the ID label. But VS Code is an editor. But if you install the extension, it brings the editor into IDE label. Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about, how to set this up.
Yeah.
Is it going to be in this big room over here?
Yeah, that's right.
Because we're recording it, and so you'll have to make sure to look at that. There'll probably be some links. It'll be in Chinese, but we'll definitely put some links below in this session so people can go install this. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
How long did it take you to sort of set this up? Did you write the extension, or did you write the other part of it that actually talks to the extension?
I just demo the extension. The extension is right from other people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool. So make sure to install that extension. So just to finish up, how do you feel Microsoft is doing when it comes to open source?
Yes, I think it's really exciting that we saw Microsoft open source strategy. And I think this all kinds of opportunity will benefit many developers and Microsoft as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awesome. So any parting words, anywhere we could go to learn more about you or Laravel? Is there a website we can go to learn about those things?
Yes.
So tell us, what's the website to learn about you or to learn about Laravel?
Sorry.
Do you have a website for Laravel?
Oh, yes. I have a tutorial website called Laravel Dojo, just like Kung Fu.
Yeah.
And if you are interested in Laravel and PHP development, you can on my website.
Okay, and what's your website?
Just www.laravel-dojo.com.
Fantastic. Yeah. So laravel-dojo.com. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Seth.
Again, we're here in Taipei, Taiwan for the Community Open Camp. My name is Seth Juarez. We've been learning a little bit about PHP debugging in Visual Studio Code, as well as Laravel, so laravel-dojo.com. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you.